The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. Bones in a valley. What a strange sight to behold. Ezekiel the prophet is led by the Spirit to go around and around the bones. He gets a really good look at them. And he sees a few things. He sees that there are very many bones and that they are very dry. They've been isolated, cut off, left out to the exposure of the sun and the elements. They're bleached, they're brittle, they're all dried up. No vitality remained. All that remained were bones. Very many bones. Very dry bones. And very dry bones that have no future, no hope, no chance for restoration. They once belonged to a people whose dying words were, "Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are clean cut off." These bones that lay here in this valley, even when flesh covered them, they were dry. Even when sinews and skin once held them in place, even when they moved around, they were dry. Their hope was lost, they were cut off, their bones dried up. And now, they're very, very dry. Very lost, very hopeless. The Lord has a word for the driest of bones and the most hopeless of circumstances. So he asks a question of Ezekiel, the prophet, the son of man, while Ezekiel's looking over this valley of many bones, very dry bones. The Lord asks him, "O son of man, can these bones live?" Bones can live. Any bones can live. The Lord of life can speak life into any circumstance. With God, nothing is impossible. But these bones, can these bones live? The driest of bones, the most hopeless of bones, these very lost bones, years of decay would suggest no. It's not like they've been dry for just a few months. They've been dry for a very, very long time. They're hopeless. They're brittle. There's no chance of restoration for these bones. My eyes and the reason of all the world would suggest there's no way these bones can live. But who am I to say that to the Lord? The Lord can do anything that he wants. So Ezekiel answers, "Lord, you know." The Lord says to speak to these bones. Speak to bones. Seems a little bit ludicrous, doesn't it? They have no ears to hear your word. I'm speaking to bones now. You want me to speak to bones. And these bones, these very dry bones, well, the Lord has a word for them. He says, "Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people." So prophesy to these bones, speak to them. "Behold, I will cause breath to enter you and you will live. I will lay sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin. And put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And behold, there was this mighty sound, and the rattling of an earthquake, and the bones came together. The sinews and the skin and the breath came back into them, and they stood up on their feet, this exceedingly great army. These bones, they lived. The Lord has a word for the driest of bones and the most hopeless of circumstances. So, in the Spirit of the Lord comes the Son of God, the Most High, sent by the Spirit as the living Word in human flesh. Where Jesus goes, the Word goes. Where Jesus speaks, the Spirit lives. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him to bring good news to the poor, liberty to those who were captive, and forgiveness to those enslaved in sin. He is the Word of God sent in the Spirit of God for the driest of bones and the most hopeless of circumstances. Jesus comes across crippled bones and he makes them leap with joy. He comes across paralyzed bones and he causes them to move forward. Pick up your mat and go home. And we killed him with a mighty sound and the rattling of an earthquake. We took the life right out of his bones. We hung him on a cross. The bones of the Lord in a tomb. What a strange sight to behold. Go and take a look at them. Get a closer look. Go around and around him in his tomb, and you'll see a couple of things. You'll see bones that carried the weight of the world's sin. And you look closer, and you'll see yours too. Your stubbornness is there. A time when you knew what was right, but you refused to do it anyway. Your unfaithfulness, your self-righteous thoughts, the worst of your sins are there. A circumstance in your life which seems so hopeless that there's no chance of restoration, it dries his bones up. It leaves his bones dry, very dry. You caused his bones to dry up. No vitality remained. The Lord is laid into the grave. What a strange and troubling sight. And we look at these bones, and now we cry out to our God, Lord, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Because he's our only hope. These bones, they're our only hope for life, for restoration, for forgiveness. We need them to live. We are nothing without him. We are cut off without him. We are lost without him. We have no hope without him. Lord, can these bones live? We ask the same question when we stand over the bones of our loved ones in the grave. Strange sight to see the bones of loved ones now lifeless and lowered into the ground. Bones that were made by the Creator to live by the Creator. And now they're dry. Dry bones, dead bones, we ask, Lord, can these bones live? The Lord has a word for you, for the driest of bones and the most hopeless of circumstances. He says, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your grave, O my son. And with a mighty sound and the rattling of an earthquake, the Lord Jesus is raised from his tomb, and his bones live. His bones, which bore the weight of the world's sins, yours and mine, not one of them is broken. They stand victorious over the grave, and he comes with a word for you to speak over the driest of bones and the most hopeless of circumstances. In the Spirit of the Lord, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin, and I will put my breath in you. And you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I am the resurrection and the life. I am your Redeemer. I am your Lord. I am the Alpha and the Omega. And I cause life to come into the lowest of valleys, into the driest of bones. There is nothing that I cannot do, no one which I cannot save, no life which I cannot raise. I bring hope to the hopeless and life to the lifeless and forgiveness to the sinner. Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. I will put my Spirit within you, and you shall live. Your bones, they live today. solely by the Spirit of God. You may look at them and wonder, can these bones live? Not on your own, they don't. But solely by the Spirit of God, which was first poured into you through his word with water, when you were baptized in his name, on that day, your bones began to live by the Spirit. He pours his word and spirit into you today so that your bones can live. He pours his word and spirit into you through the supper, through the Son's body and blood, so that your bones can live. This is all the Lord's work done by the power of the Spirit through his word, all by God's grace, so that you live by his grace alone through faith. But the day is drawing near when the bones of the saints, even the driest of bones for thousands of years, will rise from their graves. There'll be a loud, amazing sound of a trumpet and the rattling of the tombs, and the bones will be gathered together in this exceedingly great army, a multitude that no one can number, of every tribe and language and nation, a heavenly host. Go ahead and take a good look at them. Go around and around them, and you will see a couple of things. You'll see the bones of your loved ones in Christ, alive again. And what a beautiful sight it will be. You will see your Savior reigning on his throne, wiping away tears from all faces, swallowing up death forever, creating a new heavens and a new earth. What a beautiful sight it will be. But today the Lord has a word for you. Jesus says in the Gospel of John, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out." Amen.